I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 15th. Quincy police are investigating a break into a local business this morning. Police say the dairy farm on Washington Street in Quincy Point was broken into just before 5 a.m. and the entire cash register was stolen. It's unclear how much money was taken, and the break-in remains under investigation. Stop & Shop on Friday said it plans to close nearly three dozen underperforming grocery stores, including several in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, by November. The Quincy-based grocery store chain will close 32 stores on or before November 2nd. Store associates who work at stores slated to close will be offered other work within the company, according to Stop & Shop's president, Gordon Reed. After the closures, Stop & Shop, he says, will continue to have a strong presence across its five-state footprint with more than 350 stores. The stores slated to close in Massachusetts are in Brockton, Raynham, Halifax, Shrewsbury, Newton, one in Springfield, one in Worcester, and one in Pembroke. Police are turning to the public for help identifying two women who allegedly attacked a father and his young daughter while on an MBTA subway train last week. The T police on Friday released surveillance images of the suspects and said the attack happened on a Red Line train between Downtown Crossing and Quincy Center stations on July 5th at around 1 a.m., anybody who recognizes the suspects is asked to contact T Police. A truck driver was arrested after allegedly driving under the influence and hitting a car in Hingham. On Saturday night, the driver allegedly crossed into oncoming lanes of traffic and collided with a car at the intersection of Rockland Street and George Washington Boulevard. At around 11 p.m. on Saturday night, car driver taken to the hospital for treatment. The truck driver was not injured but was arrested for allegedly operating under the influence of alcohol. Plans to replace the Sagamore Bridge will move forward thanks to a $1 billion grant from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law's Bridge Investments Program. It comes after funding to replace the Bourne and Sagamore bridges was denied in January of 2023 during the first round of the Federal Highway Administration's Bridge Investment Program grant. The 85-year-old bridges connect about 250,000 people living on the Cape and 5 million annual visitors. The bridges have been deemed structurally deficient, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers have said replacing the bridges would be more efficient than repairing them. In January of this year, the Biden administration pledged $372 million to replace the Sagamore Bridge as part of a $5 billion infrastructure investment. With the addition of this new grant, the Sagamore Bridge now has $1.72 billion of dedicated federal funds. The state has also pledged $700 million to the project. Estimates to rebuild both bridges hover at about $4 billion. The state Senate adopted an amendment last week that could bring happy hour back to Bay Staters for the first time in four decades. State Senator Julian Sear proposed the amendment to a wider $2.8 billion economic development bill. A similar amendment passed in 2022, and Sear renewed efforts to legalize the discounted drink practice with a bill last year. The amendment allows establishments to sell alcohol at a discounted price if the prices don't change during the discounted period. The discount is announced at least 3 days before the period, and it's before 10 p.m. Massachusetts banned happy hour in 1984 to combat drunk driving. Since then, states like Kansas and Illinois have repealed similar bans and have not seen an increase in incidents related to drunk driving, according to Sear. The amendment would allow cities and towns to choose their own regulations for happy hour, which could only be set in certain neighborhoods. Sear, who represents communities on the Cape and Islands, said some dry towns would abstain, while coastal communities might want to take advantage during their seasonal economies. The legislature continued to debate the bill and its amendments into late Thursday night. The bill would have to pass Governor Healey's desk in order to be approved. Yankee Candle is closing down its South Deerfield Distribution Center and offices on September 9th, according to a new filing with the state. Newell Brands, Yankee Candle's parent company, says they plan to lay off around 100 employees. Newell Brands initially announced downsizing in January of last year, but now are officially disclosing the closing date of the specific 27 Yankee Candle Way offices. The facility will remain open, but will now serve as an auxiliary warehouse for Yankee Candle and other Newell brand products. The same statement confirmed that all employees who are laid off will receive what the company calls transition benefits. Newell Brands, which also owns Rubbermaid and Sharpie, laid off about 13% of their office positions last year due to a restructuring plan. Yankee Candle was founded over five decades ago in South Deerfield. Yankee Candle Village, the main factory and candle store, opened in 1983. Newell Brands acquired Yankee Candle in 2016. The Massachusetts State House is getting a facelift, a $20.3 million one. The State House has been without significant repair for the last decade. Workers from the firm Simpson, Gumperts, and Hager have been hired by the state to begin work to make up for lost time. As any building deteriorates and falls into disrepair with age, the State House's golden dome and cupola have seen better days. A brown line runs along part of the Golden Dome. Just last year, an 8-foot column broke away from the cupola, forcing it to be held together with orange bracing and chicken wire. Although the dome's gold leaf from far away still creates an overall shining impression, officials say there is a general staining on the top third of the dome. There are also general spots of dirt and grime. Workers were photographed rappelling down the dome last Thursday, which was then posted by the State House News Service. The work was part of the initial condition assessment. The current stage of the project, which was called the planning and study phase, will last until next spring. In 2013, the State House's repairs also included adding lightning rods to the building, which cost the state $400,000. In 1997, the dome was regilded for $300,000, a far cry from the $36,000 that it cost in 1969. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 247 points on Friday. The NASDAQ was up 115, and the S&P rose 30. Asian stocks begin the week trading mixed. The dollar fell. The euro is down. Oil at $82 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Royals 5-4. They're off for the All-Star break until Friday night at 10 o'clock when they're in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. The National Weather Service forecast for today: hazy, hot, and humid with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm at a high of 94 degrees. Muggy night tonight, low around 70. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, a high of 96. Wednesday, hazy, hot, and humid with afternoon storms, high of 94. Scattered showers Thursday, and not quite as hot, high Thursday, 86. Out on the water, waves about a foot, a southwest wind, 5 to 10 knots. The high tide, 7:16 p.m. Sunrise, 5:21, sets at 8:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 15th.